סבי סמך דלת סבזיין יש מי שאי משאין יוכל לפלוי מלו לרשוש ויוצא בית הבויסה אז אף השביבות ויגיתם עם הנפת תחילה ונות לו אוי משום בפסס. The thing that holds that you hold your shanas with the lulav when you make the brach in the lulav, you're only about to taste it, because you're taking more aravas than you need. Brach and you know arishon yochel and lichlo in the lulav. But you already made the brach and you shook it, so you already ate to the mitzvah, and now you can take it with the lulav. The choshe came to shas ha-kofer, when you're going around the bima, then you can also hold both of them together. The half of pi, shemash ha-kofer, shemotel yochel, mishem about to taste it, so be'einai. Even though the Mechavi holds the toys, why? Because he holds that you're allowed to be moistened on the rubbish. And if you ain't have to love his looks worth. Nice, it's better not to do it that way, and not to hold when you make the bracha. Because if you got out on the field, when you knew it, so it was a rubble of Vadim, Hakish, Yechoyva. The Shas Kavot, he learned it from the Atzma. He also wrote that after the Nitzila, whenever you're holding that rubble, you shouldn't hold it in one bundle together with the other meaning. It should be naked as something independent. Ramos says, our meaning is, Likul Arova imaluda v'shachas v'shachas aneinua shasakofa shasakavota. His meaning was to take that rubber from the beginning. He goes to touch the loylot in the maluda klal. It's better, and it's better not to hold the shayshan until you finished with the abaminim, which means after that kofa, then you take it. And that is Arizal's opinion. Also, that's the way people know it nowadays. Shafanotim maluda v'yerle shalaf shekiv yosei maluda v'yodo yepes arova. Everybody holds that even if you did hold the lulav together with the shanas in the beginning, but after you went around, then you should just hold the shanas by themselves.